The athletic strain of competition can be tough, but going the distance against City Hall to get a competition going can be even more strenuous. The great outdoor games haven't even begun, and some organizers are growing weary of trying to get over what they see as bureaucratic hurdles. The city has delayed giving a needed permit for three target events involving rifles, shotguns, and compound bow. Police say it's not safe, and neighbors near the area where the shooting competition will take place are worried about stray bullets and arrows. Alder Matt Sloan says they're also concerned about noise.
The shotgun event would have shooting until 10:30 in the evening, and shotguns aren't very quiet things.
Organizers of the Great Outdoor Games say they've held safe target events in four other cities. They plan to meet with police about their plans for barriers and other protections. If they don't get a permit from Madison, the target events will still be held, just somewhere else.
We will take it to a different site if we need to.
Eric Matijevic, director of the Outdoor Games, says Madison will be missing out on a big opportunity, though. The games promised to pump $5 million into the local economy.
But I think the biggest benefit that ESPN has to offer is the distribution that we have on our cable networks and the fact that Madison's going to be shown to the world July 14th through the 19th.
200 athletes are scheduled to show up for fishing, timber, and sporting dog events in addition to target competition. Madison is hosting the event because it was the top choice for organizers of the games, but with necessary permits in limbo, Madison may find itself the last choice in the future. Matijevic says they'll evaluate whether to come back to Madison once this year's games are done. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.